What up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Nerd Jab Report. I'm your host, Pablo, and joining me, as always, is Mr. Brian Schultz. Brian, the Batman 2, Brian, is scheduled to be filming next year, early next year, right? 2025?
Yep.
According to Andy Serkis.
Yes.
In what we speculate to be a response to all the, I guess, negative news regarding the delay or the start of filming for the Batman 2, because it's been a while already, so we certainly want to see it. But what does the Batman 2 have to deliver in terms of what story it needs to tell next, or what themes they should focus on, Brian, in order for this movie to be successful? We've been talking already for a very long time. In the past, we've had several conversations about what we would like to see, but we've never really, I guess, had a dedicated show talking about it. So the Batman 2, Brian, to me, Brian, what I need to see in order for the Batman 2 to be successful, because we can't see, obviously, more of the same. I don't think Matt Reeves is that type of story type. But he certainly has to go and explore a couple of things. One being the character of Bruce Wayne and his development into that character. Whether he goes for it or not, Brian, I don't know. If he doesn't, Brian, I think it'll be a huge disappointment. I give him a pass on this, Brian, because this Batman is still finding himself, right? He's still trying to understand what he needs to be in order for him to be effective in that world. So that's one. The villain, Brian, or the antagonist, we've always talked about it making sense of it being the Court of Owls for this world. I think we've had, not that I've had enough of the Joker, but I just am not ready to see another iteration just yet, especially with James Gunn's world still yet to be developed, and we don't know what that will be. And then we got Joaquin Phoenix's movie. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I don't need that to be the next thing. The Court of Owls, I think something, Brian, that's never really been done, right? Right. The Gotham show, did they touch on it, right? On the Gotham show?
Yeah, I guess, yeah. But like, not enough people saw that to
exactly.
Do it as, so, yeah, been done.
The Court of Owls is a very interesting group of individuals, Brian, and it'll certainly, I'm pretty sure Matt Reeves can certainly tie a lot of things to his family, into his history, Brian, that could be worked in, that'll make it interesting, Brian. Your thoughts in terms of what you expect from the Batman 2 in terms of storyline and development?
Well, I 100% think that the evolution of Bruce Wayne is going to happen. Whether this movie is viewed as a step forward in the series, I think ultimately hinges on Pattinson's performance as Bruce Wayne. I think the reason I'm optimistic is because of that final scene of the first movie, where when he's giving the voiceover and he puts his hand on the one person he's saving on the rooftop, puts their hand on his shoulder when he's Batman, he puts his hand on that person's shoulder in return. And he kind of says, it's not enough. To me, that's it, right? Like, that's an understanding of your film. The film is a great intro. It's not enough to get you to where you want to go over movies 2 and 3. Now, where I think the studio space is fun for Pattinson is, I don't think you want to see fully evolved, affable Bruce who's completely at ease in society either. Mm-hmm. I don't think we get all the way there, right? I think part mm-hmm. of what this series is trying to do that makes sense to me is, this is a kid who saw his parents get murdered in front of him when he's a kid, when he's young. And so if he's in his 20s, and he kind of hasn't totally fleshed out and dealt with it and processed it, he should have damage, right? He should have some social awkwardness. Right. And so what you want to see is the in-between. You want to see flashes of humanity. You want to see, maybe it is a little bit of almost overacting and effort at times to blend in. And then you want to see him brooding at other times. Like, that could be a strength. I mean, that could be a strength for Pattinson. It could be a strength for the character. And you almost want to see the character succeed and fail as Bruce yeah. in this movie, because we saw so little of Bruce in the first movie. It was really Batman-centric. Really, they introduced us to the character through Batman. Yeah. So I think that's number one. I think number two is, you're absolutely right. I think number two to me is, stay away from the Joker. It's great that Barry Keoghan cameoed as him and you have him sitting there. Do not pull a ripcord on that in the second movie. Mm. The story was not, the first one was not leading up to the Joker. The Joker was a cameo that happened alongside the Riddler. The story was about this sordid family history of Gotham. Yes. That's the strand you were pulling on. So go there, because that will take you to Court of Owls. It will take you to Talons. It'll take you to things that you can get great action set pieces. You can have interesting acting in ways that we haven't seen before, rather than shoehorning in the character that everyone knows best in the Joker just to get the Joker opposite Batman. Mm. I mean, I'm not convinced this whole trilogy needs the Joker, ultimately.
Me neither. Here's the thing, Brian, and what I want to see when I see the Joker next time. If they play on Batman's unwillingness to be fatal with his foes, that test, I'd rather see it being done with Alan Ritchson's Batman, the Brave and the Bold, than the Joker being Mayor Humdinger. I don't want to see that. I want to see a match of wits. I want to see Joker push him to Batman's mental limits as to what he's willing to do to stop him. And I don't want to necessarily see it here. I want to see Bruce. This is a Batman show. This is a Batman movie. This is not, you know what I'm saying? This is Batman doing Batman things. I don't want the star of it to be anyone else. I'd rather have Batman be the star and everybody be supporting, which he was in the first one.
Yeah.
Ryan? And I want that to continue.
I agree. I also think another thing that would be problematic with bringing the Joker in into the second movie is, the Riddler is not a physical opponent for Batman. The Riddler is a mastermind. We already saw this idea of Batman playing against the puppeteer, effectively. In essence, the Joker would almost be riffing on that all over again. That, I think, would make the second one repetitive.
Yeah.
Whereas if you go down the rabbit hole of Court of Owls, like I said, if you follow even some of the elements of the comics, right, like they have these team of assassins that they send out to do their work called the Talons. Okay, so there's your physical match. But the implication, I think we saw in the, when he's in getting that old footage, is that his family was dirty. Like, that's implied. And that's kind of interesting. Like, they, you know, they always hold, they typically hold up the Waynes as sort of like the golden children of Gotham, right? And it's like, I like the idea that Thomas Wayne might have been into some stuff and, you know, needed
the
family. Right? And so that's more interesting, I think, for the exploration of Bruce and Batman to kind of grapple with, and like what villains he comes into contact with there. It's, to me, like, much more freeing. It's much more liberating to create into a movie than it is to say, like, hey, we got to go back to Joker's pulling the strings and there's a henchman out in the field fighting Batman and Batman's trying to, you know, run all over town and defuse bombs and solve puzzles, because he just did that and sort of won and sort of lost right at the end of this first movie. Like, he solved a lot of the puzzles, but the city got flooded. Like, he kind of lost. Like, the bombs went off. So I don't want to see that again. I don't think anyone else does either.
Yeah. Brian, as you were talking, I was reminded of there was a rumor that the next film would involve Hush. Do you think Hush will be the main antagonist, or will the Court of... Because if this is a trilogy, I would assume that Hush would be the sort of second act of a third act that would involve the Court of Owls.
That's very much a rumor, so we don't know if that's going to be true or not. They could always co-opt some of the comic stories and combine. You know, you could install a villain like Hush and connect it to Court of Owls and swap that person in for another role. I guess I'm okay with it, just because we haven't seen it. I'd much rather see a villain we haven't seen before. Is it necessary? I don't know. Like I said, I think it would be a bolder choice for this trilogy to really kind of mostly stay away from those sort of classic villains. But
yeah,
I mean, I get why they would want to kind of have someone who's at least more physically, I don't know, I guess he's out there against him. because this is right. So Hush can fight, basically can fight as well as Batman can, in theory. And he also he could also disguise himself and like you know, so there's, you know, he's almost like fighting a Mission Impossible agent or something. I kind of feel like maybe they want to have a little bit of that kind of cat and mouse game. That's okay. I mean, I can live with that as long as the
fighters as well though.
Talons, right? Talons. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If you made Hush the head of the Talons, you could probably put him into this comic's true storyline if you wanted. Yeah, because the Talons would go. I think in the thing, they would wear the actual owl mask, right? They're the ones who dress up as the owl. I think it was what they were white. I think it was they went out as white owls. I think that's what it was originally. Batman was wearing dark and originally. They fight.
Gotcha. Yeah. Because I saw some animated movies where they're all black.
Okay.
Maybe have the owl masks on.
So I think number three is, I want to go back to the rumor mill and then I'll kick it back to you. This one I'm a little less sure on. Robin, right? So there's rumors that there's a Robin in this. How do you feel about it? And if there's a Robin, do you see a path for them to actually have it be truly additive to the story?
I just don't see any room for it, Brian. I can see it being possibly a third film where Robin is more at risk because of the Court of Owls are more involved in Bruce's life or something like that, or you know what I'm saying? But not in the second one. I think it's just too soon. I just can't see right now in this world that Matt Reeves has built where a young kid is out there beating up gangsters. You know what I'm saying? That's just, I don't know.
So here's where I go back and forth on it a little bit. I'm 90% out. But I just said the key to the movie is Bruce Wayne's evolution as a human.
Mm-hmm.
If they were to focus that challenge into the relationship between Bruce and now this younger kid, who he effectively has to rescue and kind of shepherd and help deal with his own grief. Maybe if you just sort of said, like, as opposed to him dealing with society, it's really him having this one meaningful relationship that he has to hold together. And Robin is kind of otherwise teetering on the verge of being a psychopath or, you know, going on his own revenge mission or whatever. I don't know. Like, maybe there's something there. My problem with it though is, and this is my last thing for Matt Reeves, you got to get this movie shorter. I'm sorry, man. You got away. I feel like they got away with it.
They definitely got away with it.
Right? The first time around. To me, that's like a movie that should have been 220. That was like 250. And so I'm like, and the audience is, you know, the audience is showing like, yeah, they'll go see Oppenheimer. They'll go see your movie if it's really good. But like, I think Batman 2 to be north of $1 billion, which is where they'll expect it to be, I think they need to get that movie down at 220, 215. And to me, it's like you start putting Robin in alongside Court of Owls, not enough time. Like, you just don't have enough time to really service that.
Yeah. Yeah, but let us know in the comment section below what you guys think of the Batman 2 and what you expect from it.
And we're going to revisit this in September because the Penguin is clearly going to point us in a couple of directions.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So this is a deliberate, we're putting this out now and then we'll come back to it when we got the show.
We're also going to be doing shows where we talk about Batman, the animated series episodes that we found interesting. There was one that Brian mentioned called The Heart of Ice that I want to take a look back before I talk about it, because we want to stay in that world of the Batman the Animated Series so that we can sort of get a good contrast, Brian, because if there is any with the animated series and what we're going to be getting with the Caped Crusader August 1st.
We just want to get in the mood. So we got to go back to the 90s, go back to our childhood, watch some of the classic episodes of that show, and hopefully you guys enjoy kind of revisiting that along with us. We'll do a couple of them before August 1st.
Yeah. I also like that Poison Ivy when she was first introduced, John.
Yeah, there you go. That's what I mean. We'll do a handful. Yeah.
All right. Well, let us know in the comment section below what you guys think of the Batman 2 and what we should expect. What do we want? Does having a Robin in there make sense? Does having a Joker make sense? Haven't we seen enough of the Joker already? Is it almost like seeing Solo and then killing off this dude 6 months previous and we're already seeing a Solo movie? Like, we've already gotten enough of the Joker. We don't need to see any more of him. We get it. We want to see more things that put Batman in a situation. Again, and if we do the Joker, I would rather see it in James Gunn's world than Matt Reeves at this point.
I did see the hype train has started for Lady Gaga, though. I did see the tagline got dropped today, like that her portrayal of Harley Quinn will, quote, blow your mind.
Yeah, I mean, I do see her doing a good job, Ryan. This is a musical. She has acting chops, Ryan. This is going to be very interesting to see because, again, Harley Quinn was created when? During the Batman the Animated Series.
Yeah.
Right? She's still brand spanking new that people can iterate and do better. But yeah, let us know in the comments below what you guys think, and we'll see you next time on the Nerd Day Report. The show goes...